Blog Talk Radio.
Of things not seen.
don't be a doubting Thomas. And I add, don't be a doubting Thomasina, because we got some doubting Thomas and doubting Thomasina. Praise God. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We're praying for you. We know that God is able, and God can do anything but fail. We are setting up timber to the almighty living God. And we thank God for his listening ear. His line is never busy. He won't put you on hold. Thank you, God. You don't have to text him. Thank you, Jesus. If you know the almighty living God, you believe in him, you trust him, you can just cry out to him at any time. Thank you, God. He won't put you on hold. You can cry out to him 24/7. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit Ghost. As Psalm 119, verse 105 says, without a lamp or light to show us the way through the darkness of this world, we don't have a chance of not failing flat on our faces. God's word will illuminate the way to go and keep us from stepping in the snare of the devil. Those who don't use the light of God's word are sure to fall prey to the enemy. Without a map or light to show us the way through the darkness of the world, we don't have a chance of not falling flat on our faces. God's word will illuminate the right way to go and keep us from falling. My sisters and my brothers, the word of the Lord for the people of God. Jesus is the light of the world. And we thank God for Jesus being that light in your life and in my life. We thank God he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank God for our sponsors, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. Give her a call, 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977 or 443-542-2251. That's Shanita Kelly at Samson Realtors. Praying woman. We'll pray you through that situation. We'll pray you through that purchase of that new home. We'll pray you through the sale of the home that you're now living in. First home, your second home, your third home. You need the power of the almighty living God when you're making decisions. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977 of Samson Realtors, located at 8815 Center Park Drive in Columbia, Maryland. Thank you, Shanita Kelly. Powerful praying woman of God. Believe in the power of prayer. She want to help make that home a blessing and not a burden. Help you get your finances in order. That's what we all need to do. It's now November the 2nd. Praise God. Finances in order. That's part of your house. As they say, get your house in order. Amen. Get that temple of God in order. God has allowed us to see 10 months of 2022. We're going into, praise God, we're going into the 11th month. And God has been good to us. And we ought to thank and praise God for blessing us to still be in the land of the living. He didn't have to do it, my dear ones, but he did. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, natural hairstyle, master electrician, located 2013 North Charles Street in the city of Baltimore. Yes, the blessed city of Baltimore. We are blessed. Call those things that are not as though they are. We are truly, truly blessed. 2013 North Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Dr. David Gaines is waiting for your call. You have to schedule an appointment at 443-449-3631. Master electrician also has a barber on site, but you got to give him a call to schedule an appointment. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, and we thank God for him. Truly a man of God, serving God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget about the family tree. If you have concerns or questions or need help, give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300. They're raising families up. The family tree is raising families up. And don't forget, my dear ones, Kids Care Plus, flexible child care and virtual learning support. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term care and academic support for children ages 2 to 12. Kids Care offers a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care centers. Parents, if you need a break, sudden emergencies, doctor visits, job interviews, just feeling overwhelmed, errands to run, call us at 443-451-9806. Call us at 443-451-9806. Kids Care Plus. They're going to help you with virtual learning support. The center is there. So now the kids are not just sitting around doing nothing. They're being blessed. Space is limited. You have to complete an application. So give them a call at 443-451-9806. Safe environment. And they're operating according to the CDC guidelines. Don't forget, raising families up, that's what the family tree is doing. Have a 24-hour parenting hotline. 24-hour parenting helpline. 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. Glory be to God. They're located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And again, if you want to call them to get further information about any of their services, get them a call at 410-889-2300, 410-889-2300. Or you can go online at familytreemd.org, all one word, familytreemd.org. Again, that's 24-hour parenting hotline, 1-800-243-7337. Please do not leave your children home alone. If you need help, if you need support, if you're stressed out, just need a break, call the helpline, 1-800-243-7337. Or, again, you could call for Kids Care Plus program, children ages 2 to 12, 443-451-9806. And we just want to thank God for you, you, and you. God has his people prepared. God's people have wisdom, divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. If you're out there, have information that would support someone, that would be a blessing to someone, we want you to share it with us. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Power Hour Prayer. Thank God for Jesus. We're going to go to the Word of God. We need to be protected, my dear ones. Yes, we do. 24 hours a day. God is with you. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, he's with you. Hallelujah. We thank God. He said, forsake not the assembling of the saints. And we thank God that we are assembling together by telephone, by Zoom. Those that are able to go into their churches, if their churches are open, that's a blessing. Forsake not the assembling of the saints. You and your children, you and your family, right in your home. Praise and bless God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the temples. We thank God for the mass. We thank God for the churches that are open. We speak a blessing upon them. Forsake not the assembling of the saints. That's the word of God. You need to assemble with someone. The word of God says two or three are gathered in my midst, I'll be right there. Get the word of God in your life, in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul. That's what's keeping you, and that's what's going to save you, the Word of God. Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, and even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, my God, to God be the glory. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor and glory on this day. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him, because somebody has been blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has been blessed. Somebody's got their healing. Somebody's got their deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for our doctors, our nurses, our surgeons, our nurses' aides, our medical profession. We pray for them that you give them insight to do what thus says the Lord. But most of all, we thank you for Dr. Jesus, for healing us each and every day and keeping us each and every day. That's why we need to pray over our medication, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Pray over our vaccines. Pray over those flu shots. Pray without ceasing. Pray about everything. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he will hear and answer your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. He is a prayer-answering God. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. You, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God will fight your battle. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And if the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, I pray that it is, my sisters and my brothers. God will give you the desires of your heart. He said he will supply everything that we need according to his riches and glory. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It all belongs to him. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that. It all belongs to him. Think about it. And if you're a man or woman of God, you even belong to him. Bless your temple. Bless your temple. Your body is a temple of God. Bless it this morning. Commit that way unto the Lord. Trust also that he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones. Men and women of God, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Why? For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. You have an inheritance right here on earth. And God is blessing you with your inheritance. Fear yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But watch out. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and they like themselves in abundance of peace. Meekness is not the just, and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord, verse 13, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Don't get all upset, all bent up out of shape, and say, God, how long are you going to allow this to last? God's time is the right time, and he's the on-time God. Yes, he is. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Who are you waiting for? The Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. Stop murmuring and complaining. Go about your daily business and do what God has designed for you to do. Stop trying to be like someone else. Stop trying to steal somebody else's anointing. You pray and ask God, what is it that you want me to do? And he will let you know. If it's cleaning the floors, cleaning the toilet, sweeping outside, cleaning somebody's marble steps, going to the nursing home and giving someone a glass of water, cheering them up, going to visit someone at the hospital, praying with them, going and visiting the schools, just walking around the schools and praying for the schools. You know how schools and our colleges and universities are being targeted now? Maybe we as prayer warriors need to just walk around the schools and pray for our elementary schools, our middle schools, our colleges, our universities. Pray for those that are in trade schools that are blessed with gifts from God. Trades of carpentry, plumbing, construction workers. Pray for them. Those that are building their homes. Garbage collectors, pray for them. Sanitation workers, pray for them. Those that are working to keep our electricity on. Pray for them. All the students that are going to school, pray for them. Our parents, pray for them. God has a plan for your life. And it all starts with knowing and sharing the word of God. Believing and trusting in God. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn up this one and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright conversation. I pray that your conversation is upright, that you're sharing the word of God with someone, that you're telling someone, yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells me so, for letting someone know, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. For letting someone know, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Letting someone know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Letting someone know that God is a healer. And he said in his word, by his stripes I am healed. Is your conversation upright? My God, my God. Or are you just gossiping? Saying bad things about individuals. There's some good in everyone. Believe it or not. There's some good in your enemies. Trust God to thy own understanding. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Why are you saying that, Apostle? I want to be rich. I want to be famous. That's all right. But you better put God first, because only what you do for Christ will last. We've seen a lot of rich, miserable wicked people. They want more and more and more. They never get enough. My God, my God, my God. But the ladder that you should try to climb, the ladder on your way to heaven, to see the almighty living God. That's the ladder you want to climb. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek God first. Seek God first. How do you seek him? Praying. Reading the word of God. Worshiping him. Blessing him. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Living the life that he's designed for you to live. I know you're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We're striving for perfection. Hallelujah. Striving for perfection. Thank you, God. We don't willingly sin. Going around cursing people out. That's not the way. That's not of God. You pray for them. And then shake the dust from your feet. And move on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to be in their midst. My God, my God. If they're causing you to feel uncertain, you don't need to be in their midst. Let God lead and direct your path. He will remove them or remove you. Trust God. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you, my sisters and my brother. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's upholding you. He's on both sides, lifting your hands up so that you can praise the almighty living God. God is keeping you. God is leading you. God is directing your path. He will make a way out of no way. Jesus Christ is the answer. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you this morning. Yes, he is. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in days of famine. They shall be satisfied. The wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked boss and payeth not again. Somebody owes somebody some money right now. My God, my God, my God. The wicked, the word of God says the wicked. Not the Christians. Not the men and women of God. The wicked boss and payeth not again. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Watch out. We are the head and the tail. We should be the lenders and not the borrowers. But if you do have to borrow, let them know when you're going to pay back. And pay back. My God, my God. If you have to make a payback plan, make a payback plan and keep it. Honor it. And God is only asking you for 10%. That's all. It's his money. Watch God move when you tithe. Watch God move when you tithe. My God, my God, my God. God move on your behalf when you tithe that 10% of his money back into the kingdom of God. And make sure you're planting your seeds in good crop. Because you want to see your seeds grow and flourish, a manifestation of the almighty living God in your life. Expect God to move in your life when you're tithing. Expect to receive a blessing from the almighty living God when you're tithing. Thank you, Jesus. You say you trust him. Are you trusting him with everything? My God, my God, my God. Somebody to hear that this morning. Watch out. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Yes, he does. Going back to verse 18, and their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever. verse 21. The wicked falleth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him that will be cut off. Watch out. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Your steps should be ordered by the Lord. Watch where you're going. Watch where you're planting your feet. Watch out. My God, my God, my God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. What did they say? We fall down, but we get up. Yes, you may fall, but you're going to get back up. Why? Because you trust God. Though he fall, he shall be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. God's going to hold you. Yes, he is. He's going to lift you right back up. You may be down for a short time period, or you may think you're down, but as long as you got King Jesus, you're still on your feet. I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He's going to feed you spiritually and physically. It may not be what you want, but he's going to feed you. Thank you, God. You can take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. Now, he's going to have something for you to eat, spiritually and physically. The word of God says, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren will not be begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lenteth. His seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaken not his saints. He is not forsaken you. They are preserved forever. You're preserved forever. You know how when your grandmother or great-grandmother preserved those jams and jellies and peaches and apples and preserved those things, they're preserved. When they open the jar up, they're still good. Thank you, God. And that's what he's doing with you, saints of God. He's preserving you. He's keeping you. They are preserved forever. You're preserved forever. Isn't that a good God? You're not going to rot. You're not in a plastic bag or a paper bag. God is preserving you with the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, with prayer and supplication. He's preserving you this morning. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. God is the judge. Judge ye not. God is the judge. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. You're no longer doing the electric slide. My God, you're now for Jesus. On your way to heaven. Stepping for Jesus. Dancing for Jesus. Praising him and worshiping and going to him. No longer doing the electric slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. My God, isn't that a good God? The Lord will not leave you in the hands of the wicked. He's not going to condemn you when he's judged. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, not your way. As I said before, it's not about you having your way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Yes, he will. God is telling the saints of God to buy the land. The land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He wants us to buy the land. Not just the house. Make sure you own that land. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Make sure you own the land. that your house is on. Go out and purchase some lots, the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Thus said, I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. The wicked, going to and fro, seeking whom may devour. In the schools, in the churches, in the neighborhoods. Spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yea, he passed away, and lo, he was not yet. Yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. Watch out. God sees all. God knows all. Mark the perfect man. Mark the perfect man. Mark the perfect man. Keep your eyes on the prize. God is blessing you. God is healing you. God is delivering you. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Are you one of his upright ones this morning? Are you walking the walk, talking the talk? The word of God says, mark the perfect man. Uh-huh. We know who you are. We're striving for perfection. Yes, we are. And behold the upright. Are you living according to the word of God? We can preach it. We can teach it. Are you committed to Christ? Are you honoring his word? For the end of that man is peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for peace. If you are at peace with Jesus Christ, you got the victory. You have the victory. I want you to know this morning that you have the victory. And God will grant you that peace. He said he would give us that peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. We need to pray and ask God to grant us that peace that surpasses all understanding. When all hell is taking place all around you, God will grant you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Your blood pressure will go down. Diabetes numbers will go down. Migraine headaches will go away. Diseases, coughs, and colds will go away. He will grant you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Those things that you have been angry about, the Bible says to be angry and sin not. Sometimes we have to get angry. But as Martin Luther King marched, they did not sin. Peaceful marches. Peaceful protesting. Doing things the right way. And decency and order. God is a God of order. Thank you, Jesus. God is a God of order to grant you that peace that surpasses all understanding. The world won't understand it. Thank you, children of God. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. And somebody says, when? Just trust God. Just trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will lead and direct your path. Remember, you're not a doormat. You're not to be abused, misused, physically, verbally, sexually. You're not to be a doormat. God didn't make you a doormat to be abused by anyone. Thank you, Jesus. Do not allow yourself to be abused verbally, physically, emotionally, neglected. You are a child of God. You're the head and not the tail. Thank you, Jesus. Do not allow anyone to abuse you. I don't care what age you are. Thank you, God. But the salvation of the righteous shall be cut off. Uh-huh. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. He is your strength in time of trouble. He will tell you exactly what to do, when to do it. Yes, he will, in time of trouble. He's with you, men and women of God. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. This is the word of God. My help comes from the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because, my sister and my brothers, because they trust in him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's Psalm 37. Thank you, God, in its entirety. Read it. Read it. That you will get your breakthrough, your blessing, your healing. Yes, God is still in the miracle-working business. Yes, he is. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And he's an on-time God. November 2nd, 2022. God is still moving on this earth. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of all that's going to that's happening, and that's going to happen, God is still moving. And we want you to know that you've got to have that faith in God. This is our miracle-working season. God has a miracle lined up for you. One of the most powerful forms of affirmative prayer is the decree of faith. Jesus promised, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Matthew 21, 22. Somebody need to hear this morning. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Not your pastor, not your mother, not your sisters, not your brothers, not your co-workers, not your husband, not your wife. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9 and 29. The psychologist William James emphasized the power of faith to make things right. Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that assures the successful outcome of that venture. You're looking for a parking space. You should be saying, God has a space for me. God has a parking space for me. You're going to see the doctor. God is a healer. God is going to heal me. Need money to pay your rent. The Lord will provide. And you got to be wise with using your money that you think is your money. God's money. Maybe we ought to say my paycheck and say God's paycheck. You need help with your finances. God is going to make a way out of no way. Yes, he is. The Lord will provide that new vehicle. The Lord will make a way for that vehicle that needs repairs, for that home that needs repairs. The Lord is going to make a way. Yes, he is. I'm going to pass that test. You may have to take it 5 times, but that 5th time, God will give you grace. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that assures the successful outcome of our venture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Let God's will be done. Not my will, but God's will be done. Dr. Smiley, The noted psychiatrist found that in dealing with people and helping them resolve their problems, everything hinged on their faith, your faith, not on somebody else's faith. As good as somebody else had faith in you, that's, I'll receive that. You have faith in me, I'll receive it. But your faith, when that person is dead and gone, what are you going to do then? Faith in your mother, your father, your sister, your brothers, your pastor. When that person is dead and gone, what are you going to do? My God, my God, my God. Your faith, your faith, your faith. The size of a mustard seed. Thank you, Jesus. Not somebody else's faith. Your faith. The Word of God says, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. Faith in yourself, my sisters and my brothers, in God. You're Christ-like. You're a man or woman of God. Your body's a temple of God. Your faith. Everything hinges on your faith and your faith in God. Those people who did not have faith in anything, God, themselves, their business, family, the world, never got very far until they changed their beliefs and began to declare they did have faith. I got faith in God, and that's why I have faith in myself. Because I am a man, or I am a child of God, and you are a man or woman of God. Your faith. If you have had a life of disappointment, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God? Somebody's been disappointed all their life, my God, from childhood. They've been disappointed by their parents, disappointed by the teacher, disappointed by the pastor. Disappointed, just disappointment, disappointment, disappointment. You say, you don't know, Apostle. You don't know what kind of life I've lived. I don't need to know. God knows. If you had a life of disappointment, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God, man, the world, decreeing it anyway? By decreeing it anyway. By decreeing it anyway. Faith can be developed as a result of reading the Word of God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. Charles Fillmore has scientifically explained the potency of faith to produce practical results in your life. Just as the electric current precipitate certain metals in acid solutions, so faith stirs into action the electrons of man's brain, and acting concurrently with the spiritual ethers, these electrons hasten nature and produce quickly what ordinary requires months of seed time and harvest. Somebody been saving up for a brand new house. Might have been saving for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Then someone else come along, that new home right away. No job, living on somebody else's income, and purchased that home right away. Then had the nerve to go out and buy a brand new vehicle. Faith, faith. This person I know, and I know she's listening, purchased a home, didn't have a job. My God, my God. Wasn't working on a job. My God, my God. Didn't have a lot of money saved up. My God, my God. Purchased a home, then purchased a brand new vehicle. Faith is evidence of things hoped for. Faith, now faith, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She walked by faith, and she's holding on to her faith in God. Had faith in herself, when she signed those contracts for that new home, for that new car. The enemy got angry, but that's all right. She's still holding on to her faith when she signed the contract for that home and that car. Yes, she did. Thank you, Jesus. Now, faith, hold on to your faith, my dear sister. God is still working things out for you. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. May not come when you need him, but he's always on time. Instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin decreeing that you do have faith. This act hastens the power of faith in people and events and will produce quickly for you what you ordinarily would require months or years. My God, my God. God is blessing us with houses and land. God is blessing the men and women of God, because you're walking by faith and not by sight. You're believing and trusting God. You don't see it, but you believe it. You're reading the Word of God. You're studying the Word of God. You're diving into your blessings. You're diving into your miracles. Take a deep leap into the pool. Blessings. I see you diving off of the board into the pool of blessings, into the pool of miracles. Thank you, Jesus, for that dear one that decided to take that dive into miracles and blessings. And when you come out, my God, my God, my God, God has already worked it out. God has already delivered you. He's already healed you. He's already set you free. Thank you, Jesus. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You're a brand new creature in Christ. You don't think that old way anymore. You don't do the things you used to do. Thank you, Jesus. You want to be blessed by the Almighty Living God. You want to be healed by the Almighty Living God. You want to be delivered by the Almighty Living God. Dive into the deep and trust yourself. The God in you. The Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's doing something for you right now. Instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin decreeing that you have faith. This act will hasten the power of faith in people and events and will produce quickly for you what would ordinarily take months or years. They're signing the papers now for that case. You're not going into another year. The decision will be the decision that the Almighty God has ordained. He's going to bless you with more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. That new home is going to be a blessing. That new car is going to be a blessing and not a burden. Thank you, Jesus. A little old lady who ran a boarding house had always had trouble trying to collect the rent from her boarders. Then she learned of the amazing power of decrees of faith and began to affirm, I have faith in God. That's first. He's first. I have faith in God. I have faith in people. I have faith in things. Quickly, her boarders responded by paying their rent on time or even ahead of time. As good things begin to happen to them, not only did their attitudes, watch out, not only did their attitudes and their financial situations improve, but the word of faith seemed to affect the cook, the maid, the janitor, and everyone else connected with this boarding house. She found the answer. She learned how to pray. All were prospered and blessed as the landlady continued proudly decreeing her faith in God, man, things. She proved that by affirming for every another what she desired for yourself. Both of you are blessed. My God, isn't that a good God? Both of you are blessed. You want to be blessed? You pray and ask God to bless others. Goes both ways. Thank you, Jesus. What goes around, come around. I want you to design a blessing circle. I want you to put your name inside that circle. Draw a circle. Put your name inside of that circle. Outside of the circle, put the names of those individuals that you want God to bless. Your children, your husband, your wife. If it's a husband and wife team, put your names inside the circle together. Elder Ann, Nat, Elder Dawn, put your names inside the circle together. Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton, put your names in the circle together. Then write the names of those around you to be blessed. Philippians 4:19, inside that circle, around your name. Philippians 4:19, put your name in the circle, then put the husband and wife in the circle if you're together. Philippians 4:19, yes, draw a circle, put yourself in that circle. If it is a husband and wife team, both names go inside that circle. Then draw another circle. Inside of that circle, write Philippians 4:19. Write the scripture out. Then on the outside of the circle, write down the names of those that you want to be blessed. Healed, delivered, set free. Blessed, healed, delivered, set free. Thank you, Jesus. God is working a miracle for someone right now. Write that circle. Put your name in that circle. If it's a husband and wife team, husband and wife, go inside that circle together. Then you write Philippians 4:19. Then around that circle, you write the names of those that you want to be blessed. Might be your teacher. Might be your pastor. Your children. Your neighbors. Your co-workers. Write the names. Write the vision and make it plain. You can invoke the miracle prayer of faith by affirming. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life or in this situation or person. Hallelujah. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Possible to those who believe. Write the vision and make it plain. Thank you, Jesus. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life, in that person's life, in that situation. In Jesus' name, amen. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Did his disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? My God, my God, my God. Prayer is the answer. Faith unlocks the door. You got to have faith in yourself. Faith in God. Believing and walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus, for us praying the fair faith. Bless them. Heal them. Deliver them. Set them free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. This is your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, with you this morning. Write to me at Post Office Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. We want to hear from you. We have 144.5 million listening in, and we thank God for you. Be blessed, be encouraged, and walk by faith and not by sight.